One time, I had a dog whose name was Gentle. And what a wonderful dog that was. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. One time I had a dog whose name was Gentle. And though it is not contrary to any dogs that I ever have, every dog I have is gentle and loving and a very peaceful, wonderful being. But when I got Gentle, Gentle came to me as a kind of a busy dog. Very happy but busy dog. Pure energy. Constantly on the go. Constantly looking for things to do. And though it was 1 year old, though it was 2 years old, it continued to have that infinite flame of energy within it that just didn't know any bounds. Well, Gentle became a bit of a problem. Obviously, Gentle didn't have the name Gentle when we started out. When we started out, Gentle was called Happy Boy. And Happy Boy was just so filled with happiness and happy joys and happy attitudes that it sometimes bubbled over and was a little bit much for anyone who was around happy. So the thought came to me, if I treat Happy Boy like a very gentle, gentle dog, Happy Boy will be a gentle dog. And I thought, gee, why didn't I do that right from the beginning? Well, I didn't. But I figured, well, let's try that. So I began calling Happy Boy Gentle. It was a little bit of a transition, but not too hard. And I said, Gentle, come Gentle. I love you, Gentle. Hi, Gentle. Oh, Gentle, you're so... And Gentle was a big dog. So his big paws were all over everything, and if he would jump up on people, they'd very almost fall over him. But Gentle, little by little, became the most beautiful, docile, wonderful dog you could imagine. He didn't lose his spirit. He merely directed his spirit at the right time, in the right way, for the right purpose. When we were in the house, Gentle would be very lovingly lying at my feet. Gentle would always greet our neighbors on all four feet, looking up at them and saying, hello, how are you today? And when we went for a walk, that was the time when I could take Gentle off the leash. And we'd go out into the park, or we'd go out into the woods, or we would go to various places, and Gentle would run his heart out. He would zoom here and zoom there. There wasn't a bush, a twig, a blade of grass that hadn't had his sniff upon it. And wherever he went, he had that happy bounce about him, that happy, joyous float about him. He was just such a fun dog to be with. But I had to train him to be gentle. Now, I didn't train him with a stick. I didn't train him with a leash, with spanking him or things like that. Although I was tempted to do it, that's for sure. But gently and gently, I gentled Gentle. I gave him a new name, and a new disposition, and a new expectation from me. And it wasn't long before Gentle was able to do all of the things that I wanted Gentle to do. And Gentle was one of my most obedient dogs. In all my life, I've had many dogs, but Gentle was the most obedient. Gentle would come when I called. Gentle would even come when I thought about him. And all of these beautiful things, well, Gentle was a very special dog in that respect. But Gentle was a very special dog because I became a very special person thinking about my dog. I consciously determined Gentle was going to be a wonderful, joyous dog to have around. And Gentle was a very wonderful dog to have around. I put that same thought with me and other dogs that I had but none of the other dogs were quite the same as Gentle. And because Gentle was never a bad dog, but just sort of over-enthusiastic. And all of Gentle's life, Gentle had to work on being under control, but under his own control. And as Gentle was under his own control, he was a fabulous dog. When anybody else tried to control Gentle, he was a little difficult, except for me. When I worked with Gentle, Gentle immediately calmed down, was peaceful, loving, very docile, very, very much a wonderful dog. My own life has been much this way. Whenever I became anxious, I didn't have the control that I had when I was Gentle. Whenever I became concerned or, so to speak, angry, I lost control rather than kept control. This is how it is with all of us. When we throw away our inner balance, our inner gentleness, for some outward activity, we lose all control. Whenever Gentle was about to go off on some foray that was not beneficial to him, I would just say, "Gentle, come." And Gentle would come, and I'd say, "Gentle, balance down, relax, Gentle, be at peace." And Gentle would be at peace. You see, even though Gentle learned over the years to express gentleness at all times, there were moments when Gentle's energies were perked or piqued by some experience, and the tendency was to jump out and enter into it and have such fun. But at all times, everything in my world is under control, because I am under control. And everything in Gentle's world was under control, because Gentle was in control. The same is true for everything in life. I apply it in my world. Gentle applied it in his world. And you can apply it in your world if you like. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.